This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
I just realized, hockey doubleheader on The Fan tonight with the Amherst and Laval, and then the Sabres after dark.
Are you going to be able to gut it out for the Sabres? That's not wrapping up until 1 a.m.
I'll take one for the team, Gino. You know how I roll. We're back in the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for joining us at 95.7 FM, AM 950, the free-to-download Odyssey app, and on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. We welcome in from We the Hobby, Connor and Janelle. It's great to have you in here. It's great to meet you guys in person, and we want to learn more about what y'all got going on over there at We the Hobby.
Well, thank you for having us so much. We're excited to be here. You know, obviously, you guys are forced to be reckoned with out here in Rochester. So, yeah, we're excited.
So, Connor, we'll start with you here. Breaking. How would you define this? We've seen it. Like, is it as simple as you're opening a pack of cards? Tell us, like, how this got started.
Yeah, so we, as a company in general, right, we had started as, you know, wholesaling wax and all that kind of stuff. And the whole point of breaking is to take a product, and let's say a collector is a Bills fan, for example, as many people out here are big Bills fans. Instead of buying, you know, the whole box and really risking it, right? Because they're expensive nowadays.
Yeah.
You buy a specific team and you get all the players out of that box. So it is a little risky. You're not guaranteed it all the time. But, you know, if you're looking for just Josh Allen or just Greg Rousseau or, you know, Keon Coleman right now is a hot commodity for the
right.
Bills.
Rookie
you can
cards.
just buy that specific team going forward.
Okay. And how do you get involved in that? This is all done through a broadcast that you guys do?
Yeah, so we're live on two different platforms called Fanatics Live and Whatnot through We the Hobby. So make sure you guys check us out over there. And yeah, you can either on Fanatics Live exclusively, you are buying a specific team at a set price, to where on Whatnot normally, especially for my breaks, the late night. Late night crew Thursday through Sunday, 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. Yeah.
That's a long show.
Well, you know, we have the West Coast. It's primarily, you know, for people getting out of work. They want to come hang out. The thing with us is we're not focusing just on the breaking. Yes, cards are very important to us in this hobby, but we're also an entertainment business. It's myself and a side host, just like Janelle. She also has a side host. And you know, we talk sports, we talk spreads, we talk anything sports, and just build really good connections with, you know, not just as customers, but as friends within the hobby. You know, we try to produce to our consumers as, you know, you're almost like you're opening cards with your friend sitting next to you on the couch. That's the type of performance that we like to enjoy, and it makes it fun for us. You know, I'm a huge sports guy. I'm a huge Chargers fan. I know we're in Bills territory.
Oh, wait a second.
We'll talk about that.
but yeah.
Janelle, tell us about the actual location of We the Hobby, because you got a cool site, cool spot where, you know, this is, I'm guessing, where all your shows originate from, but it's also a spot that if you're in Rochester, you can come check out, and you got a lot to offer there as well.
Yes, we got a brand new building. It's at 23 Arlington Street, so give it a check it out. But we do parties, watch parties, we have popcorn, we have drinks. We also do have like Pokemon nights, trivia nights. It's a lot of fun. The space is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that, of the arts, yeah.
Yeah, right there in the neighborhood. So that's awesome, too. And I got to get back to you being a Chargers fan. Were you sweating a little bit on Sunday night? Because it looked for a second like the Chargers were going to charge her that one away.
Listen, I'm about to be 27 years old. That was exactly how I thought it was going to be, except for the win at the end of the game, because we're not used to that. Everybody loves to bring up the Jags in 2021, and I hear it left and right all over my live stream. We were actually live that night, and I remember our viewership kind of taggling around, you know, 200 to 300 people, which is fairly normal for us.
Sure.
As soon as that halftime ended and the Jags started to put up points, 600, 700, 800 people in my chat just clowning me. And I'll tell you what, it was an experience. Obviously, it was brutal, but I wouldn't have changed it for anything. Well, because
you have to own it, too, right?
I have
that's
to.
Your team, and you have to own it. Now, we're talking a little bit about breaks here with our friends from We The Hobby, Janelle and Connor joining us here in the Sports Bar. But it's more than just that at We The Hobby, too. You've got other collectibles. You guys are going to shows. If you're a sports fan, if you're into collectibles, you guys are all about that as well, correct?
I'll sure. Yeah. We have memorabilia, some crazy stuff that's in our showroom. Really any player that you can think of. Trading cards, Pokemon. Like she said, we put on parties. We do everything across the platform. So, yeah.
Here's my read on this, okay? My read is, hey, it's the pandemic. We're all holed up here. And, hey, I have all this time. Let me go back and look. And if you're somebody my age, now I'm sharing this experience with my kid and how fun this is. Janelle, I think we're, like, in the golden age of collecting right now. The fact that, hey, this isn't, you know, this is something really for everybody. You don't have to be embarrassed by this. It's really cool when you're breaking stuff.
Absolutely. So I really got into it during the pandemic too. And my best friend, her nephews, we would trade cards and we'd even do like handshakes. So it's really for any age. It's so much fun. And it is even more fun because it doesn't have to be just your PC, but like the rookies that you're chasing too. I mean, we have so many good rookies this year.
Yeah, what is the biggest, in terms of value, card you've ever pulled for somebody on the air?
Ooh, I got a Color Blast Joe Burrow that I pulled. It was my very first show and on one chair. And it was graded. They got it graded. It was a PSA 10.
Wow. So, nice.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, what would that go for?
Was it rookie?
Yeah.
Prism?
It was Obsidian.
Look at this Rolodex. You got it off the top of your head.
I would say probably, you know, 5 to 6,000.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Jeez.
But you've hit bigger cards.
Yeah,
sure.
I think your value really comes down to your draft class, right? Your rookie cards are going to be normally your most valuable across the board. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard of the 52 PSA 10 Mantle that sold for over $10 million, so on and so forth. That was his rookie card, right? So in 2021, your biggest chase was probably Trevor Lawrence at the time. And in 22, we were ripping one of the most expensive product called National Treasures. And we had pulled the one-of-one, his true rookie patch autographed, also known as an RPA, one-of-one with the Jaguar logo in it. And the owner, he didn't sell it. He still has it. But I know that there's been, you know, six-figure offers on that card.
It's funny. You're mentioning Trevor Lawrence, and it brings me back. I'm kind of still novice with all of this and almost like a casual observer.
Sure.
I have a buddy who is big into collectibles and memorabilia, and his man cave looks like Canton. And he didn't drag me. I went willingly. But we went to the show in Chantilly, Virginia.
Right.
I'm
sure you guys are familiar. Show.
It's a great show. And I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of athletes both present and current and past that are there. And it really opened my eyes to kind of what you're describing. The idea that every single athlete, once you become a professional athlete, you have an economy attached to your name. And to see Trevor Lawrence, since you brought him up, in the back area there, signing hundreds of mini Jaguar helmets.
Cool.
All I could think to myself is, this is his, it's part of his economy. And if if he continues to play the way he was playing last year, these are going to be worse. Now, it's been a rough year for Trevor Lawrence. I'm not going to say that he's not going to have a great career. Who can say? But it does kind of go up and down based on their performance or based on where they go or based on where they end up. Does it not? Does that not help increase or decrease the value of any professional?
You know, I think you hit it right on the money. As somebody who invests, too, I always look at it as, like you just said, when a player comes out of the draft, they're a publicly traded stock in sport cards. So you can, and that's the best part about it is, you know, you could invest your money in stocks. That's why people take this so seriously, and this is why we're so serious about it. But it's not, first off, it's not a tangible good, right? Here, we all love sports. We all love our players, and we believe in our players. So, and there are different levels, just like your penny stocks would be, you know, some of your defensive players that have huge upside. Somebody, a prime example of a penny stock that, you know, an Apple in 1970 that was a half a penny a stock and now is worth whatever is Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, there wasn't a lot of his cards out there, and some of his rookie autos were selling for $1. Mm. Now they're selling for over $1,000 to $10,000. Crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. Yeah. But Tom Brady, another prime example, right? In 2000.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What does the autograph do to the value of a card? If you get a card that's highly rated, and you are able to get that autographed by that athlete, does it help in any way, or does it in some cases hurt the value of it?
So you're speaking in terms of like a base card that got autographed by the player.
Sure.
So they're not necessarily. Sometimes it hurts it because people, collectors in the hobby, in specific products. Man, that's a tough question. In specific products, they like to have the card
In pristine
shape, in prime shape, and sometimes adding an autograph to it takes away because he already has autos within the checklist in the set. So in hobby boxes, for example, there are usually three different tiers of product, right? So you have your retail product that you can go out and buy for the kids or yourself at Target, Walmart. That range from, you know, $10 to $50. Then you have your hybrid boxes that maybe have a couple of different color variations and have specific numbering on the back and maybe one autograph per box that range, let's say, between, you know, $200 and $500. And then you have your hobby boxes, which are hobby exclusive, a lot more color in the product. You have bigger chases, and there's usually two to three autographs that range from, you know, $500 all the way up to $10,000 a box. So, you know, it ranges, if that makes sense.
Now, I can't disclose what team it is, but I happen to know one of your breakers.
Okay.
I mean, the idea that it's not just, you know, average guys like, you know, Danger and I or whoever, but you actually have professional athletes kind of doing this too, and how it's kind of a team bonding.
I mean, this was a Blake Martinez thing, wasn't it? Didn't Blake Martinez do this for a while?
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's correct. But I'm talking like in the clubhouse itself.
Oh,
this has become like a team activity.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have? I mean, yeah, I can't ask you who their clients are, but do you have clients like this?
I do. And it's so cool to see. You know, I come from the middle of nowhere, upstate New York. That's why I'm a Chargers fan. You know, 5 hours away is the closest sports team from where I'm from. So being able to become so close to some of the athletes, it's otherworldly. And it makes me realize, like, how much they're just normal people just like us. You know, they love collecting cards. They just love having fun, and it's cool. It's cool to have that type of connection.
Well, I look back to when I was a kid, and I think to myself, you know, my dad kind of got me into, you know, collecting baseball and football cards. And as I grew up, I was like, well, whatever. I'll just sell it to whoever for nothing. And going to that show and seeing the work that you guys are doing consistently and seeing the engagement and the amount of people that have an interest in collecting and have an interest in the hobby. I mean, what a better way to, if you're a sports fan and your kid is a sports fan, to get them involved by making that investment or getting them something special that you know will likely increase in value. And if it doesn't, it's fine because it still has some sentimental value to it, even if there's not a dollar attached to it. So I just think it's a fun hobby. No matter what your age, young, old, it doesn't matter. If you're a fan of sports, it's something you should look into.
And that's really why we started this company, right? Is obviously to grow as a company, but to expand the hobby because we love it and we believe in it, whether it be monetarily you're getting in, whether it is to have fun, whether it's both. You know, I mean, that's the best part about it. It's just like any type of sports.
Well, so if you're going to come to Weed the Hobby on Arlington Street, do you guys, if I want to watch you guys break, can I actually, okay, I want to see, like, maybe I'm going to, you know, see, I'm going to take whatever bills are in this break. Can you do that right on site too?
Yeah, you can. And we've actually had like little kids come into the studio and we've let them rip a Saber, which is a PSA graded card.
Okay.
It's covered, so they don't know what it is, but we've had them open it and it's just such a cool experience for everyone. And like you said, all ages too, young kids, there's a local dad and son that come into the shop. And they'll come into the break room too and hang out with us in the studio.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Man, I know that primarily you're not in the business of rating or grading or putting a price of evaluation on a piece of memorabilia, but there is in our near proximity something that is very near and dear to our heart. And it probably holds more value to us than it would to most people. But when I was at that show in Chantilly, I spent the majority of my time looking for anything related to Chuck Muncy, who's become kind of a legend. You're a Chargers fan, so you know the lore of Chuck Muncy.
Of course.
I went from booth to booth, vendor to vendor. You know, I remember asking one guy, I don't think I ever felt like a bigger schmuck than when I walked up to a guy and said, hey, man, I'm looking for a Chuck Muncy card. He's like, oh, yeah, I got one in my back pocket. No problem, pal. I went to a vendor who had nothing but, like, books and binders full of these photographs, and it said, Chuck Muncy by any chance? Like, I got a Chuck Muncy, and he shows me this photo, and I look at this photo, and I'm like, well, I'm bringing that back to Gene because it has sentimental value to us here in the sports bar.
That's what it comes down to ultimately, because my friends and I had this joke about Chuck Muncy because he talked about this in Sports Illustrated. Can you imagine a guy doing cocaine before going on an NFL field? And this is what this guy would do. But he was otherworldly in terms of his talent.
It was unbelievable.
On top of that, he wore horn-rimmed glasses. Like, you don't see players wear NFL players wearing glasses.
And yes, during the game. Look at this picture. He got the crap beat out of him. He's got doctors around him, and there's one person specifically holding his horn-rimmed glasses because he got his bell rung. So I guess my question is, I know that this doesn't have the kind of value that you guys are breaking when you know, but is it really about that, or is it also the sentimental value that comes with a piece of memorabilia?
Nobody is buying that photo from me, by the way.
I just want to know what it's worth. No. That's all.
Just in case.
$5, maybe.
I think I paid 20 for it.
I think it's a little bit of everything. Like I said, you have things called your PC, your personal collection. I PC a lot of Antonio Gates, Joey Bosa, and then my dad is a huge Yankees fan, Don Mattingly. I got him hooked into that. But then you also have your investments. My investment right now is obviously somebody like Josh Allen, Russell Wilson. I've been buying a lot of. So it's really all over the place. All over the place.
You know, Connor, if you're a Charger fan, go back and watch Chuck Muncy highlights. They did a montage.
I will for sure.
I want to see it now.
Yeah, me too.
And God, I can't imagine. But you guys is like your homes must be just loaded with unbelievable memorabilia. I mean, like I mentioned, my buddy who I walk into his basement. Like, this is like Canton down here. I mean, you guys must have like your own personal hall of fame for your favorite athletes down there.
I have a room like dedicated to just like mem and cards. I have like a briefcase for like my favorite cards, and then I have some other ones too. But yeah, I have a whole room.
And we should also mention it's not just sports, right? Because if you're a collector of other cards, you guys do breaks for that as well. I mean, people that like the Pokemon or the other, you know, games that are out there.
Yeah, so we haven't ventured into actually breaking that yet.
Okay.
We do sell it in our store, but that is our plan going forward. Hopefully, knock on wood. I'm not the big dog, unfortunately, so I don't make the calls. But hopefully, sometime within the future, because it's a huge, it's almost as big, is bigger than sport cards just because it's more international.
Yeah.
And we stream all over the world. That's the best part too. The reason why I go so late is because we have our West Coast, right? They're getting out of work at, you know, 5-6 o'clock. They eat dinner with their family and they want to hang out with us at 10 o'clock. Well, that's 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
Right,
So that's why we go so late. And we basically break, you know, 7 days a week, around 20 hours a week. So
wow, that's something. All right, so we're going to do We're going to do some breaking right now, Danger.
All right.
We got some packs.
Right, so let's just say for the sake, what are we breaking here, Connor?
So I have three different packs. Well, two of the same and one different. We have a 2023 select. We're looking for CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, because he's back now, right? He's back, kind of. I'll let you break that one.
Oh, I get to break. All
and
right.
then I will pass you the Donruss Optic. This is also 2023, but Donruss Optic is cool. So most of these products have something called a case hit. So these get shipped in cases of, if it's retail, it's 20. If it's hobby, it's 12 boxes.
Okay.
Usually one per case of a case hit. Donruss Optic is your downtown. That's your case hit. And there's, I mean, your odds of hitting a downtown, there are 20 packs a box, and there's 12 boxes, and there's only one per box. So do the math on that. Select, you have Zebra, which is just a color parallel. Also a case hit, usually one to two per case. So
you're speaking a little bit of a different language for me. I want to try and catch up.
Okay, all right.
What's our next step? Are we opening this up?
Yeah, we're going to break right now. Maybe I'll go first.
I'll let
Okay, so
yeah, you start us off.
Okay,
go ahead, Gino.
I'm going to describe, and then Connor, if you see something that is above
something
and beyond,
crazy,
this
we'll
is actually
out.
Kind of exciting here. Like I'm opening up a pack of cards.
You're like Charlie in the chocolate factory, looking for the golden
fantastic
ticket.
Fantastic here. All right, I'm going to try to do this up here, right against, and I'm going to do a play-by-play here. All right, so we have Keon White. I don't know if he's going to be any good. Maybe this is
Patriot.
One that Patriot. We keep that one aside. Brian Branch, Lions.
Stud.
Torian Thompson Robinson. Sucks.
DTR.
Yeah, DTR. And, Trevor Lawrence.
Speaking of the guy.
Well, that's a pretty card.
Ooh. Okay, what did I just pull here?
Nothing crazy. It is a nice card.
It's
the
a
Brian
base card.
Branch, I would say, is probably the nicest one.
Really? Okay.
So, as you can see, here, it
look
has
at
a
that.
Different
yep.
color parallel, and it's a die cut.
Yep.
So, it's your red, white, and blue parallel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
There
nice
we go.
Card.
All right. I will. Thank you.
I'm opening mine as well. You said this is the Donruss Optic O?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going with, I got a Chris Jones.
Ooh,
all right. Chris Jones. A Broderick Jones.
little Jones box.
Uh-huh. I got a Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears. Now, Tulane boy.
And that looks like a different. Maybe not because it's the colors of.
So if you look on the back, it should be numbered.
Yep.
It should have some number.
110 to 299.
There it is. So that's your that's your number parallel. So I'm an OCD freak. And the thing is with all these different products, they have a bunch of different color variations.
Uh-huh.
So you, Donruss Optic, I can read them off the top of my head. You have blue to 299, orange to 199. Just because I do this for a living, I know all of them.
Yeah.
And you have people called rainbow chasers. So they'll try and complete the whole rainbow. The problem is like it's hard to find like the one of one. There's a couple different one of ones. It's your black parallel, your golds to 10.
Yeah.
Your gold vinyl to 5. All that kind of stuff, and people try and complete it of one whole player. Mm. That makes sense.
I've got my Jalen Waddle as my last card.
Jalen Waddle.
We were just talking about him as a for fantasy football as a sabotage drop. He's the guy that you drop that somebody will pick up
Jalen Waddle. He's going to help.
Not going to do anything for you.
Listen, I've been on the fence about dropping Tyreek Hill recently, and thank goodness Tua's back because he's starting to save my. But it might be a little too late because I'm 4-7.
I think you hold on to him. So the Spears is the best card I got.
Spears is by far. So that is out of a. That is out of a hobby box. So that came out of those boxes retail, I want to say, for around $1,000
now.
And that was a pack out of it. So,
wow.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. And Janelle, like, break for us as you would on the show here. What are we opening?
We got another optic here. So we're running it back. We got Ray Lewis on the bass. DJ Johnson.
Okay.
And then we got a little play action. Oh. Patrick Mahomes.
That guy I can't stand.
Oh, can't stand. Me neither. I'm so
can't avoid him in any way.
He lives in my dreams. And Geno.
Oh, and Geno Smith. Okay. So out of that, it looks like the Mahomes is a different card, right?
Yep. So that's your insert. So they have different types of inserts. On top of the color variations, this is what's so, you know, a lot of people in the hobby give a lot of slack to Panini sometimes. But I really enjoy when they have so many different inserts, so many different color parallels, so many different players. It allows you to collect everything. You know, and with the amount of people, because you were referring to it earlier about COVID, right?
Yeah.
This is when the boom really happened. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that collected back in the 80s, because that's when the hobby was huge. Companies like Topps and Fleer.
Yeah.
They adjusted to that by doing what? They overproduced the product, which there's a million Ken Griffey's out there. And yeah. Everybody thinks they have $1 million Ken Griffey. Unfortunately, it's not, because everybody has the same Ken Griffey. So that tanked the market back in the 80s, early 90s. That was what's called, it's not junk, but people do call it the junk wax era because there was so much of it. Now, when COVID happened, a lot of people were laid off. It sounds crazy, kind of like a paradox, but that was a perfect storm for sports cards. First off, you had a great draft class in 2020 of Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love. You had Zion Williamson. You had Ja Morant, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody that was collector back in the 80s and the 90s now had kids, you know, that were their age in the 80s and 90s, pulled out their collections. They had stimulus checks, and the hobby exploded.
Hmm.
So it was, and we came in I want to say it was December of 2019. So it was the perfect timing for us to come in and be here to, you know.
Yeah, and you're talking to a show where one guy's wearing the Amherst before I'm wearing RIT. The fact that this is like right in our hometown,
right.
too.
Isn't it nuts?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, right. This is right here.
I think we made history, because I don't know that we've ever seen on live radio in Rochester a live break.
A live break?
I think we've made, I know you guys do this routinely on social media and on your platforms. And let everybody know again when these shows are happening, when they can check you out. We know about the location and the neighborhood of the arts, but online, if we want to check your shows out here as you're doing these shows live.
Yeah, so we're live Monday through Sunday on two different platforms. So we have Fanatics Live and we have Whatnot. And we range from, I want to say, what time does the first show start? 8 o'clock?
So Whatnot starts at 9.
Okay.
And then Fanatics starts at 10 a.m.
And then we go till 4 a.m.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't complain about the Sabres going to 1:30 tonight. They're going to 4 a.m., right?
I love it. Oh, well, Janelle, Connor, We the Hobby, it's great having you guys in here. Thanks for supporting the sports bar. We're glad that we could support you guys and continue to see this grow in our community. We think it's a lot of fun. And if you're a sports fan or a fan of collecting, this is something you have to add to your list if you haven't done so already.
Guys, thanks for coming in, and we'll be checking it out.
Thank you for having us, guys.
You got it. Janelle and Connor, We the Hobby, stopping by the sports bar. We'll take a break, come back with Happy Hour next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.